Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud in Masechet Sanhedrin. And we're holding in the middle of the sugya about that Korach we spoke about yesterday, how it was that Ishto Shel On Ben Pelet was the source of his salvation by making it clear to him that he had nothing to gain from joining Adat Korach, and then by sitting in front of the Ohel with her hair uncovered so that these great tzaddikim who were coming to destroy the world wouldn't possibly stand in front of a woman whose hair was uncovered. But it was in contrast, says the Gemara, to the way that Ishto Shel Korach, and this is what we're going to learn today. Itatei de Korach, this is on the second line of Daf Kuf Yud, Itatei de Korach Omrale, so Korach's wife said to him, Chazi Maikavid Moshe, you know, look at what it is that Moshe has been doing. I mean, the nepotism, the outright stealing of every possible position for his own family, and then passing right over you. I mean, Iyuhavi Malka, he set himself up as a king, very cozy. Lachuya Shavia Kahana Rabba, he's made his brother Aaron the Kohen Gadol. Livneachoi Shavino Sigani de Kahana, and then he took those Aaron's kids, instead of moving on to the other members of the family, who are very kosher, like you. He took the children, turned them into the skanim of the kuna. These are the guys that are chashiv. Everybody else is just a plain old levy. It's absolutely outrageous. And what happens? Somebody brings truma. So his first thing, the truma has to go to Aaron. And you know what? Even if they bring maaser, which is supposed to be for you, the shakil to aton, he says, well, now, wait a minute. You can't have the whole thing for yourself, you know. Amar avu chad mi asar ala kohen. You got to take another 10% and give it to the Kohen? Not to mention, look what he's done to your beautiful hair. Oh, the guy is a lamazaychu. He's torn off all of your hair. Umitla lachu kikufta. He's turned you into a piece of crap. You'll excuse me, but that's what you'll look like. Eina yaiv b'mazaychu. He obviously is jealous of your hair. Omar La, what do you mean he's jealous of my hair? I mean, he did the same thing to himself. You know, all the Levim. I mean, he's also a Levi. Are you an Amikavi? Of course, she said. Well, big deal. Kivan de Kulu Rabuta today. I mean, he's got everything in his hands. He figures, Omar, you nami tabut nafshi and plishtim. You know, as long as I get rid of Korach, it's worth it. I'll sacrifice my own. You'll notice that this entire thing is all about hair. Korach is called Baldy because he has no hair. On Ben Pelet's wife uncovers her hair. Korach over here is Moshe Rabbeinu is jealous of his hair, and now it's compared to Talmud Nafshim Plishtim, which is all about taking off the hair of Shimshon as the hair of Shimshon grows back. It's a very hairy sugya. You're welcome to look at my essay on the subject. It's available in Frameworks. Okay. So, and I'll tell you something else. He tells you all to make these trailers. You know, the guy's a pauper. He's a chashiva mitzvah. If you think trailers is so chashiv now that it's a mitzvah to wear trailer, teach him. Afik limited techalta. Go dress yourselves entirely in trailer. You can afford to cover the entire yeshiva with trailer. This contrast between Ishto Shel On Ben Pelet and Ishto Shel Korach is basically what it was that Shlomo HaMelech was referring to when he said, Chochmat Nashim Banta Beita, so that when a woman has wisdom that builds her home, the Ivelet, but the one who is all screwed up, and remind, B'yadea Tarsena, she will destroy her house with her own hands, is exactly what Ishto Shel Korach did. So, Chochmot Nashim Banta Beita, Zo Ishto Shel On Ben Pelet, Yivelet B'Adat Arsena, Zo Ishto Shel Korach. Anyway, meanwhile, the Adat Korach V'Yakum Lefnei Moshe V'Anashim Mibnei Yisrael Chamishim U'Matayim. Anashim is always a lotion of Miyuchadim, people that are very chosher. So these are the Miyuchadim Shebeida. Kriyei Mo'ed, they were members of Sanhedrin, Shayyodim La'aber Shanim L'Gboa Chadashim. These were people who could call Moed. They could be the ones who would define the astronomical dinim in the Beit Din. And Sheshem Shayalem Shem B'chol Olam. These were people who were famous world over, either for their money or for their brilliance. Vayishma Moshe, when Moshe heard what it was that they were saying, which must have been something awful. Vayipol al panav, he fell on his face. And what was it that he heard from him? It's mashmua shama. Omer shvumer nachmini, omer rabbi Yonatan, the standard thing. What do they do when they can't get it? Shuchashdumi yeshetish. You know, they spread around the words. He's been hanging around all the women. Shema vayikan'u lo Moshe b'machane. Omer b'shmur bar Yitzchak b'lam b'shkol achav echad kineh tishto b'moshe. So everybody went now and said, don't hang around Moshe. The guy's dangerous. Shnei Amaru, Moshe yikach at ha'oil. V'natalo michutz lo machane. Why do you have to leave the machane? Because that's where the women were. They didn't want anybody talking about it. So he left the machane. Vayakom Moshe vayelech el Datan v'aviram. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself comes down to talk to Datan v'aviram. Omer Esh Lakish, indeed, mikan shein machazikim b'machlokit. You do whatever you can do. Be meichel on your own covet, but do whatever you can do to avoid a machloket. He was willing to make a fool of himself, to go after these guys just to get bizyonos. But at least that way there was a chance that he could cancel the politics. Domar Rav kol machzik b'machloket over belav. Shenemar v'lo yehiye kikorach u'cha'adato. The point of machloket itself is an issue that's an issur d'oraita. Rav Ashi Amar, it's worse than that, it's ro'ui litzitareya. A person who's machzik b'machloket is suited for tzara'at k'tivacha. B'yad Moshe lo. Here it says that it was lo yekikorach u'cha'adato kashe diber Hashem b'yad Moshe lo, referring to now Aharon. So you see that of course was the very moment that Aaron had been turned into Kohen, if you recall, right? It was in that conversation. So it's when Yado was Mitzorah, the Lo, the Yad Moshe Lo, what happened to the Yad Moshe, that was Nogea Aaron, that became the Tzorat. Once we're talking already about Machloket, on those Ktarim that were given over, somebody who's cholek on Malchut Beit David, ro'ui la'hakisho nachash. A person like that should be bitten by a snake. Tivacha, v'yizbach Adoniyahu tzon v'kar meri, im even hazochalet. So if we refer to the place where Adoniyahu was being cholek on the property, see that that's considered to be, I mean, he's also Malchut Beit David. So that's not the point. Malchut Beit David is the inyanim of the malchut, not the power of the malchut. So when it was that Adoniyahu was chaylik on the correct Yerusha from David to Shlomo, that's considered to be chaylik on malchut Beit David. And there it says that he went to Ein Rogel, where there was the Even HaZochelet, but the lashon of Zochelet, Zochalim, is a reference to snakes. Get Ktivata, Im Chamat Zochalei Afar. You see that the Torah refers in the Shira to the idea of the Chamat Zochalei Bas Afar, which is Zochel, is the snakes that slither in the earth. Omer Chista Kol HaCholek HaRabo KeCholek Al HaShchina. Somebody who sets himself up an alternative yeshiva to his Rav, or his Chelek and his Rav, it's as if he's Chelek at the Shechina itself, Shneemar, BeHatzotam Al HaShem. Doesn't say B'nei Eliyav. It talks about the ones that were Hitzu al Moshe, but he calls them by that Korach Matzotam al Hashem. Where were they Matzotam al Hashem? Because they were Chalak on Moshe.
Maybe he's not saying
the
source of the Torah himself. Maybe
can't be, because this is set up as the model. And that's why every Godel Bedoro is called Moshe. It's always there. That's the model of the relationship to Rav. It's Moshe Rabbeinu.
And so that's being Chalak on the Godel Bedoro, but maybe not
The point is that it's the makor of your Torah. It could be that it means over here, which indeed many agree. It means over here, dafka rabo muvak. But that is the maishah for you. Om Reb Chama Rabbi Chanina, kol ha'ose meriva im rabo, ke ose im hashchina, shenam ra'ema me meriva, asher ravu b'nei Yisrael et Hashem. Whereas in fact, what was going on over there, they were being chelek ha'maishah. They were fighting with him, and why do you look at that water? Get water from here, get water from there. Omar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa kol hamitra'im al Rabbo. Forget about being chaylik. Forget about being setting up now a whole different approach. Somebody complains about his Rebbe. He doesn't really pay enough attention to me. That's the same thing as the tar'omet that people have against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnama, lo aleinu tulunotechem ki al Hashem. So it's the tluna per se. It's the complaint per se. Omar Rabbi Abohu kol hamaher acharei Rabbo. Even somebody, he's complain about him, but he thinks bad things about him. It's also like Maharach HaShem, Vaidaber Ha'am Belohim Uv'Moshe. Osher, what is the reference to Osher? Shamur L'Ba'alav L'Ra'ato, that Shlomo HaMelech mentions. He calls this Ra'ah Chole Tachat HaShemesh in Kohelet. That there is riches that are there only to do you in, to do the owner in. On Reish Lakish, there's a reference to the Osher of Korach. Osher of Korach, what brings him down to the grave is et kol ha-yakum asher b'raglehim. We talk about the yakum. Yakum is a lashon of kayam, that which keeps a person going. Omar Rabbi Elazar, what is the relationship to yakum to regel? Zemomono shel adam shemamido ha-raglav. It's money that puts you on your feet. That's why we call someone who goes bankrupt pshitat regel. You lose your feet. So that the idea of being ma'amido, that's osher. V'omer Rabbi Levi, masui shalosh meot pirdot levanot ayum maftechot shobit kenazav shokor. Forget about the money. It took 300 mule loads just of keys and locks, just to take care of the locks for the various storage houses of Korach's treasures. And I mean, you might think that they were very heavy locks, but you're wrong. They actually made them out of leather so that they shouldn't be too heavy. And kula maklita v'kilpa d'gilda. All of them were made out of leather. Nonetheless, that's how heavy they were. Omar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina. Shalosh matmoniot itmin Yosef in Mitzrayim. There were three treasures that Yosef had hid in Mitzrayim from all of the money that came in from all over the world. Achat nitgalta lekorach. One of them had been uncovered to Korach by the Yitziyah. Achat nitgalta la Antoninus ben Asfirius, and one of them was taken by Rebbe's dear friend among the Romans, Antoninus, who was also a world conqueror. V'achat ginuzana tzadikim latid lavo. One of them awaits tzadikim in the future. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Korach himself was not from the Bluim and not from the Srufim. There were people that were swallowed up by the earth, and there were people that were burned, but he isn't mentioned in either. Because it says, because it says all of the people, Asher LeKorach. So who was swallowed up by the earth over there? Vativlaotam vetbeitam vetkoladam Asher LeKorach. But it doesn't say Korach himself. So Korach himself wasn't included in there. As far as the fire that came out, he wasn't included in the Srufim either, because there it says, Be'echola eshet chamishim umataimish, the 250 men. But the 250 men were the people that had come together with Korach, and it did not include Korach either, which would have meant that he must have been from among those who died in the subsequent plague, from Magifan. V'matznithatan, whereas in the brightest, it's the contrary. Korach was both bin Asrufim and from the Bluim. We know that he's bin Abluim, because if you put together the psukim, it turns out that it is we include both of them, because it says vativlaotam, and then at the end of the vativlaotam, it says together ve'et Korach. Ve'et Korach, that means that he was together with the Bluyah. Furthermore, he was minasrufim, because it says ve'et yatsa me'et Hashem vatochel et chamishim u'matayim ish. Vatochalet chamishim v'atayim ish contains Korach. Because if you take a look at the way the pasuk is set up, it's vativtach haaretz et piyah vativlaotam ve'et Korach b'mot ha'eda be'echol ha'esh et chamishim v'atayim ish. So apparently he was included in both. Omar Rava, ma'idichtiv shemesh yareach amad zvula, that the sun and the moon stood up in the heavens, lo'or chitzecha ya'alechu, and they go only to light because of the arrows that you shoot at them. What is this talking about? This teaches us that the sun and the moon went up to the Shamayim and they protested God's impotence in the face of Korach. Why aren't you doing anything? We're going on strike. We're cutting this out. Enough. Either you take care of Moshe or we're no longer going to go out to shine. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevayachol shot them with arrows. Amar lehem, you know goodniks, b'chvodi lo machit. They always know what to complain about. They're always the demonstrations. They're not about what's important to me, it's what's important to you. So when it came to me, because everybody worships you, I don't notice you ever complaining. You know? So there you don't say you're going to either put a stop to Avodah Zarah, or we're not going to shine. I never heard anything about that. But when it comes to Basar Vadam, so then already you're all worried. So b'chvodi lo machitem, b'chvod Basar Vadam machitem. And so because of that, Aidna, nowadays, from that point, lo nafki adamachlu, they require this little encouragement of a shot in the rear before they get moving. Darash Rava, my dechtiv. What does it mean when Moshe Rabbeinu writes, v'imbriya yivra Hashem, ufatzta adamat, what's imbriya yivra? Amar Moshe, l'vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, These guys have to go to hell. That I can tell you. Now, if you haven't figured out what hell is, it's time to. So let's make one. So im briyageinam mutav v'im lav yivra Hashem nazatayim. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? Come on. I mean, l'mivrei mamash. But surely, Moshe Rabbeinu is not suggesting that we should suddenly make a new creation called Geinam. Because, I mean, we know, v'ha'in kol chadash tachat ha-shamesh. Either something was included originally in the Ma'aseh Bereshit or not. So what he meant was, ela lekruvei pitcha. In other words, if there is a local opening for Geinam, for these guys to fall into, and if not, move it over here. But we're not talking about a real Ma'aseh Bereshit, a true creation. And yet, the Pasuk says, after all, the Zuvnei Korach lomet. His children didn't die. Tana mishum Rabbeinu amru, makom nidbatzer lehem begeinam veyashvu alav, v'yomru shira. That those children who did teshuva al pitcha shel geinam, they actually stood in a makom that was raised in geinam, and they said shira. And that's the various tehillim that we have for Bnei Kerach that was said on the gates of hell. Omar Rabba Barbachana zimna chodav akazil naburcha. I was once on the road, and I met one of these Arab tour guides, and they're always all over the place looking for them. So, Amale Ahutaya, this is the latest tourist attraction over here. Tava Achvelecha Belue de Korach. I want to show you a place where Korach was swallowed. Barnea. They never thought of that here in Israel. What's going on? Do you think anybody would notice that it took place in the Midbar? So, Ozio Choza Trey Bize, Davika Nafi Kitre Minayu. So he goes, this guy comes along, and he shows me like a crevice, and there's smoke pouring out of this crevice. He wants to show me how hot it is. So Shoko Givova de Amra, he takes now a little bit of raw wool, you know, and he puts it into water. Amshaya Maya. He soaks it in water. V'utva Beresh Rumche. He puts it on the top of his lance. And then he just puts it over that crevice. And immediately, like, shrivels up with the water and everything. It must have been hot as hell over there. Oh, my lay. Then he tells me, now listen very carefully. What do you hear? What do you hear? V'shamayit. And I hear this sound. Tavikamri achi. I hear a sound of people shouting, Moshe v'torato emet v'hin badaim. Moshe and his Torah, that's the truth. And these guys are a bunch of phonies. So he tells me, look, you should know. I mean, this is a very rare occasion. It's only every 30 days I can bring you to a place like this. Of course, he said that to the guy tomorrow also, but Gemara doesn't report on that one. But Zukot Latin Yumi. What happens over here is they come back here every 30 days because basically what's happening is they're being rolled around in this big pot in hell. So they manage to get back here to this place every 30 days. So they're Mahadr Lugehenim Kibasar Batoch Kalachat. So they're like in a big pot. And apparently they're stirred back to this location every 30 days. And every 30 days you get this same sound. V'gamre hachi, Moshe v'torato emet v'ein ba'da'in. Dor ha-midbar in lem chelek l'olam haba. Tana Rabbanan. Getting back to Dor ha-midbar that we had in our Mishnah. The writer points out the machloket here. So according to Rabbi Akiva, in lem chelek l'olam haba, shinemar ba-midbar hazayitamu v'sham yamutu. Yitamu means bolamaz. I mean, what's the point of Sham Yamutu? Obviously, if they're going to be in Tam, so there's not going to be anything left. The only way that happens, they're going to die. So what's the point of saying, and there they will die? Must be that one of them is bolamazet. V'sham Yamutu is a reference to Olam Haba. And it says, V'omar, Asher nishba'ati be'api im yivohun el menuchati. That I swear, in my anger, they will never come to the Mokom HaMenucha. The true Mokom HaMenucha is only in Olam Haba. That's why we say when somebody dies, nach nafshe, finally finds a little bit of peace. So the life in Olam Hazeh is war. But if you want to talk about menuchati, that's got to be Olam Haba. So in case you would argue that the kefal alashon, that yitamu and yamutu could be a lashon of shvua, so when something is repeated, maybe that is the shvua that's being referred to, asher nishbati be'api. Therefore, I need the pasuk to be added. But what was that shvua? That shvua itself was that they will never find that menucha. They won't come. Im yavon. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, chas v'shalom, what do you mean? Of course they're coming. Bainein l'olam haba. I mean, after all, who else would come to olam haba? Not them. Isvuli chasidai. I mean, here the HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to them as the ones that were his original chasidim. Kortei briti alezavach, the ones now who were the Kortei HaBrit on Har Sinai, with the Zvachim and Shlamim that were brought on Har Sinai. So who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu referring to? Is fully the Asifa for Olam Haba. Elamani Mekayem HaShem Nishbati Ve'api. What then is referred to in the Pasuk of the Shvua, that they will never reach Menuchati? That teaches me, on the contrary, that it's only because I was angry. We have to say Shenishbati Ve'api. Say Shenishbati. So Shenishbati Ve'api means, as the Gemara points out elsewhere, Ve'api Nishbati. But now I have Charota. So from there we indeed learn that you can have Charota on a Shvua. Because otherwise it's irrelevant that it was Ba'af. But now Chuzrani be, I have Charota that I ever made that Shvua. So we could be mad to the Shvua. Rabbi Yeshua Bekor Chomer. And it's not true. The Isfule Chasidai, what you're referring, you think refers to Kortei Briti, is referring to Har Sinai. Is that the point? The point over here is that there's a reference to future generations that gave themselves over to that Brit, not to the ones who reneged on it. So this is Keneged Dorot Habayim, Isfule Chasidai. This is a reference to Tzadikim, Shebechol Dor Vador. The ones who were mamash kortei brit, those are people who were meiser nefesh for the brit on Har Sinai. They wouldn't be over on the slightest, even something that's only a shadow of an Israel, like Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, Shemasrat, Zron, Latoch, Kivshana, Eish. And there are those who are alei zevach, they give themselves to slaughter. That's like Rabbi Akiva, V'chavirav, that's zevach. Shemasrat, Zron, L'shchital, Divrei Torah, gave themselves over to be slaughtered for Divrei Torah. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh Omer, Ba'inei l'olam haba. There's another remez, not like Rabbi Akiva, and not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach. And that is that they do come l'olam haba, because it says, Uftuyei Hashem. Those that were taken out from Mitzrayim directly, B'yado shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani v'lo malach. Those Piduyei Hashem Yeshuvim, they are going to return. Uvo Tzion Berina, and they will be part of the ultimate expression of Tzion. Omar Rabba Barbachana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. You know, Rabbi Akiva used to be a good guy. I know what's happened to him. All of a sudden, nobody's coming into Olam Haba. And we know that the whole point over here is that this is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasodim. And I'll prove it to you from the Pasuk. For Rabbi Akiva, not to be Gemel Chesed, we'll see why later on we call him the one who used to be the chasid. Shavka means he's left there. So obviously he has a history of being Malamit Chus for Yisrael, that they do come to Olam Haba. Later we're going to see where that is. But here we're just pointing out, well, this is inconsistent with Rabbi Akiva's general approach of being Malamit Chus on Yisrael. And here he's saying that they're not going to have a chelek l'Olam Haba. And I'll show you that that's act of chesed. Shnemar, haloch v'karata v'oznei Yerushalayim lemor, zacharti lo chesed niurayah. Avat kelulatayich, lechtech acharai b'midbar, be'eretz lo zru'a. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say for all the generations? I remember the way that you acted when you were yet children, the way that you followed me out into the midbar. For God's sake, that's the Dor HaMidbar. So for all generations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remember, you all deserve to be saved for that act of chesed, but then them not? Does that make sense? If acherim are ba'im b'zchutam, you're telling me that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezaka all of Yisrael because of what it was that the Dor HaMidbar did. So, hey, Matzman, of course you came. And you're saying, but it doesn't work for themselves. It doesn't make sense. Our dear President, you now have your grand opportunity. Amazing. Aseret HaShvatim, Inan Atidin Lachzor. So you notice, by the way, there's been a rather delicate transition because we talked about Uvo Tzion Berina. Now, Bo Tzion Berina does not seem to be a reference to Olam Haba. The truth is that we've been a little bit loose, fast and footloose with our terminology over here with Olam Haba, Tchilat HaBitim, coming into Mashiach, coming into Eretz Yisrael. Here, the various elements are related to in different ways. We've been talking about being Eimed Ladin, not being Eimed Ladin, but yes, coming to Olam Haba, or not coming to Olam Haba, but at least having a chelik in din, lemaisa, as I was meramis to you earlier, there's different levels of the issues that we're discussing here. And it's not all to be put b'chata mesechta. It's not all one weave. So that there's aspects of your atidin lachzor is not necessarily, and this discussion in Rishonim, what do you mean? Esot ha-shvinein atidin lachzor before Mashiach comes, with Mashiach, lachzor in terms of Mashiach, in terms of a tchiyat amitim, in which there's some ultimate sharing in the zechuyos, or the tchiyat amitim litzadikim, that's supposed to come before the coming of Mashiach, is that totally in the machlokas, of whether ein bein olam hazeh olam haba, again, a tremendous amount of hidden issues beneath the surface over here, which as usual we sort of hide under the carpet and just pretend we're talking about the same things, but it's obvious that there's different levels being discussed over here. So the Aseret HaShvatim are not going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Shema v'yashlichem el Eretz Acheret kayom hazeh. You're talking about today. Today doesn't come back, you know? Just like hayom olech menoch, because you're going to have different days. But that's why the pasuk is saying kayom hazeh. So the day disappears, it doesn't return. Afem olchim einam chozrim, Rabbi Akiva. That's the point of stressing kayom hazeh. Rabbi Eliezer, on the contrary. You start a new day, vayera vayivoker. So kayom hazeh, the day starts off with darkness. So ma yom ma feel umeir. And then it becomes light. Af aseret ashvatim shafela lahem. Things look bad, but it's okay. Kach atidala yir lahem. Ultimately, it will be light. And so now, further discussion in the Braita. They don't have a chelek in Olam Haba. Already, this is a different issue, perhaps. We're talking about Enam Atidim Lachzor. It didn't necessarily refer to the chelek in Olam Haba. Shem Haba Yitshem Hashem Yalan Matam Ba'af Uvchema Uveketzav Gadol. Then it says Ve'ashechem Al Eretz Acheret. We didn't darshan before. So Ve'yitshem Hashem Yalan Matam. That's a reference to throwing them out of Eretz Yisrael. That's Olam Hazeh. And then Vayashlichem el Eretz Acheret, that seems to be something more permanent. That is a reference to Olam Haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda ish kvar akol, omer mishum Rabbi Shimon. No, what it means is kayom hazeh. In other words, im ma'asehem kayom hazeh. So then in Am Chozri, if they continue to act without the Shuvah, the way they act today, so then they don't have a chance. But im lav, if there's a development, a change in their behavior, Chozrim, Rebbe says, there never was any question about whether Chozrim in the terms of Olam Haba. Ba'imim l'Olam Haba, Shinem Rabayom Ahu Yitaka Shofar Gadol. And what does it say? Ubo Avdim Be'eretz Ashur, V'nidachim Eretz Mitzrayim. So who are the ones who are Be'eretz Ashur? That's talking about the ones that are Ashur, Sancheruv, Uzmagal. Then the others, V'nidachim, the Nidachim is reference to Yehuda. That was Nidach all over the world. But those are who are reference in terms of Ashur are clearly a reference to Aseret HaShvatim, and they're all put together. You know, we did it again. Shofka Rabbi Akiva lechassidutei. Rabbi Akiva has forgotten his own approach of being malam mitzchus on Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly is not looking at it that way. Shnema haloch v'karata tadvorim ha'ele tzofona. Call out the following words now. To the north, says Yirmiyahu. V'amarta shuva meshuva Yisrael umashem. What's the double lashon of shuva meshuva? Obviously, keneged both the Aseret HaShvatim and Yehuda. So both keneged Golas Asher and Golas Bovel.
Maybe a little
will
return to the
Aretz. Yeah. V'lo I will not, I mean, in the Pasuk, the Pashtas. Yeah, but we're talking now, this is a lower. The Mishnah is a lower daraga. This bright is expanding this into Olam Haba. There's many who learn that the Mishnah was not talking about Olam Haba. So, v'lo apil panai b'chem, I will not now make my face turn dark from you, because ki chasidani, here we see again, before we saw chesed niurach, ki chasidani, Rabbi Akiva, who isn't derech, this chesed, has turned aside from the approach of his own chasidani. Nu umashem. Lo atur lo olam, I'm not going to remain angry forever. My chassidut, I mean, you're saying that Rabbi Akiva is inconsistent. In other words, there was a time in which Rabbi Akiva was bedafka deresh, the teva of Yisrael olam haba. What are you referring to? My chassidut, where do we see that Rabbi Akiva previously was always Dorish Tovatam, the Tanya. K'tanei v'nei Rishay Yisrael ein ba'in l'olam haba. That over here we find that Rabbi Gamliel says that the children of the Rishayim of Yisrael, who pre-bar mitzvah children, who are dependent in their parents, are not zeichet l'olam haba. Sh'ne'amar ki hineh hayom ba bo'er k'tanur. The day is coming that burns like the oven. V'aya kol zedim v'kol osei rish'a kat v'liatotam hayom haba. They're going to be like straw, and that day to come is going to burn them up. Amar Hashem Tzvakot, Asher lo yazov lem shorish v'anaf. Shorish v'anaf is shorish b'olam hazeh, anaf l'olam haba. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. So there's not going to be any extension of them. Their children won't be left, not in this world, not in the next. Rabbi Akiva says, not true. Ba'imem l'olam haba. Shomer shomer p'taim Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who watches the immature. Shkin Korim Bekar family, Yanuka Patya. They actually use the word Patya, which is Lashon HaPeti. Shomer p'taim, they would use that word to describe pre-bar mitzvah children. V'omer, and we further see, by Nebuchadnezzar, what does it say? Godu Yilana V'chavlui. That in that vision, tear down the tree. Rip it out, Brahmi Karshoshayo Bi'arashvoku. Leave its essential roots in the ground. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that Rishayim are left with roots. Elamani Mikayem lo yazov lem shoresh v'anaf. So what then is it a reference to, if not to their children, when it says that all of that will be taken and burned up? That means shelo yaniach lem lo mitzvah v'lo shiore mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay them back for every last little bit of good that they ever did, so that they shouldn't have a schus in olam haba, that should all enjoy their peris in olam hazeh, whether it's a mitzvah mamish, or it's a little bit of a small issue that they did that was nechshav, as part of a mitzvah, whatever it is, you can be certain no piece of it will be forgotten, to be able to be derech, a chelek in olam haba. That's what it means.
That's for the parents.
The parents, but the ketanim, they will come to Olam Haba. Avo Ketanei. Oops. Dover Acher. Shoresh. The Shoresh is the Neshama. Because that's the basic center. That's the heart of identity. Anaf refers to a particular expression of that identity in which we see as the goof. But it's not referring to children. But when it comes to Ketanei B'nei Rishay of De Kochavim, certainly no innate schutz to the children of Avdei Kochavim to have a chelek in Olam Haba. And this, the word for Rabbi Gamliel doesn't make any sense over here. And that we learn out from the pasuk of Meitim Bal Yichyu, Vata'abed Kozecher Lamo. Itma, Katan, which is mashma, that there is an innate schutz for Ketana Yisrael to be in Olam Haba. Therefore, even the Ketanim of Rishayim, they don't need the Schus Avoteim. So where does that come from? Where is the moment that a katan is zochin olam haba? So katan, me'ematai bal olam haba. Rebchia, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi argue. Chadam Rabbi Shashin olad. It says it's at the moment of birth that he's given now that identity in olam haba. It requires the ability to speak. So what are the riots? Man, the one who says from birth, Shenemar, he says that's exactly the remez in the pasuk that says Yavov Yagidu Tzidkato La'am Nolad Kiyasa, that they will come ultimately in the ingathering of all the expressions of existence to say over the glory of their instant of life. So that's La'am Nolad, that is the nation that had been born for the moment of being born, apparently. Ma'adiyam Rabbi Shasha Siper says, but they have to be able to speak. It says, Zera Yavdenu Yisupar La'ashem. The point over there, the pasuk right before that says, Yisupar La'ashem L'dor. So they need to speak, those who were speaking. So in other words, only when a child finds self-expression can he have a unique identity in Olam Haba. Itmar Ravina Amar, you don't even need to be born. Misha'ash Nizra, from the moment of conception, Dektiv Zera Yavdenu, you could still be in the form of simple sperm, and you could still be ovate. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer, Misha'ash Nimol, from the instant of Brit Milah, Dektiv Ani Ani, I am poor, so I have no identity of my own, or myself of my own, but I'm Govea Minoah, so that Nasati Emecha, I carry the terror of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afuna. Tana Mishum Rebbe, that terror is the Chiyav of Brit. Tana Mishum Rebbe Meir Mishaash Yomar Amen. That which is Mezakeh a child in Olam Haba is actually a commitment, personal commitment. And that personal commitment is the saying of the word Amen, which we'll see is an expression of Emunah, which is not faith, but rather a sense of faithfulness to one's own vision in life.
Huh?
No, but he knows that that's what it means, basically. We're saying, say amen. It means you commit yourself to this, whatever it means. That's the point. You don't have to. We don't even know what amen means. But anybody who says, I mean, ask a guy, would you say amen? What do you mean? And that's the point. Always, what Schwartz is always shouting, amen. What is that? What is that supposed to be? I want to be part of this. That's the point. Even though I don't know what I'm talking about. But I have a sense there's something I like, you know? Amen, brother! So, that's the moment. Pitchu Sharim. The Avoy Goy Tzadik Shomer Emunim. The Shomer Emunim, you think, means, wow, I mean, you have to be able to maintain the faith under the most, keep the faith under the most difficult of circumstances. No. I'll take the Shomer Emunim, say Sheomer Amen.
Makes it a lot easier.
So, just say Amen. And what does that mean, my Amen? Well, when you say Amen, I mean, where is that? Imply that that is a commitment. Omar Rabbi Chanina, because ultimately it's a notary code. Because Amen really means El Melech Ne'eman. So that when you say Amen, it's not only a Ishur of what it was saying, I believe in that, let it be that way, but it itself is Merames to the sense of Emunah and to the recognition that there is what to commit to, which is in the Emunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sanaga and Bria. Idita de Korach, Omerle, Chazimai, Kovid Moshe, Iu Avimalka, Lechwe, Shavikana, Rabba, Levneachwe, Shavinazikani, Dekana, I Atya Truma, Matevel Kohen, and even Kiatu Maaseda, Shaketu Aton, he also says, Avuchad Miasola Kohen, not to mention the fact. The guy is like Mazaychu, Umitaloko Kikufta. I tell you, in a Yavi Mazaychu. Omerle, how could that be? Are you an Abakovid? Omra like, of course. What does it bother him? Given the kula rabuta today, Omar yunami tamut nafshim plishtim. V'yod deko amalachu. Avditu techalte. Sagadai techalte chashiva mitzvah. Afiklim techalte kutsinu kulum atiftecha. Hainu dechtiv chochmot nashim banta beita. Zo ishto shal on ben pelet. V'ivelet biyadate arsena. Zo ishto shal korach. V'yakum elevde Moshe v'anashim yibnei yisrael 50 and 200. This is Anashim, Yuchadim Shebeida, Krei Moed Sheyodim Laber Shanim Gboa Chadashim, Anshi Shem Shailam Shem Bechol Olam, Vayishma Moshe Vayipolo Panav, Mashmua Shama, Omar Vishbo Baruch Ben Yomar Rabbi Yonatan, Shechashdu Meyeshet Ish, Shelema Vayekan'u L'Moshe B'machane, Omar Vishbo Baruch Yisrael, Olam Shkol Echad V'Echad, Kineet Ishton Nimoshe, Shelema Vayimoshi Yikach Et Ha'Oel, V'Natalo Michutz L'machane. ויקום משה וילך אל דתן ואווירן אמר שלוקש מכאן שאין מחזיקים במחלוקת דיומר אף כל המחזיק במחלוקת עובר בלאב שרמה ולא יהיה כקורך וחדתו רבה שמרו הוא להצטרע כתיבך ביד משה לא וכתיבת ויומר שם לא עוד אבין הידך בחיקך and then of course ידו זה מצורת כשאלה אמר רבי יזיק על החולק המחות בית אביד רואה להקישו נחש כתיבך ויזבח אדוניה וצון וקום רים אבן הזוכלת וכתיבתם חמת זוכל היפר. אומר רבי חיסדו כל החולק על רבו, כי חולק על השכינה של מבט סותם על השם. אומר רבי חמה ברבי חנינה, כל עושים ריבה עם רבו, כל עושים שכינה, שרמאים עם ריבה של רבו בני ישראל את השם. אומר רבי חנינה, בפופק על המתראים על רבו, כי למתראים על השכינה של מלוא עלינו תלונותיכם, כי על השם. אומר רבי אבו, כל המערער אחרי רבו, כי למערער אחרי השכינה. שנאמר ודבר עם באלוהים ובמשה. אושר שמר לבעליו לרעתו, אומר יש לו כזה אושר של קורח. ואת כל היקום אשר ברגליהם הרבה לזה ממונו של אדם שמעמידו הרגליו. ואומר רב לוי, מסוי שלוש מאות פרדות לבנות היו מפתחות של בית גנזיו של קורח. וכולו הקלידה וקליפה גלילדה. אומר רב חבר רבי חנינה שלוש מטמוניות את מין יוסף במצרים. אחת נתגעת על הקורח, אחת נתגעת על אנטונינוס בן הספירוס ואחת גנוזה לצדיקים לעתיד לבוא. ואומר רבי יוחנן קורח לא מן הבלויים ולא מן השרופים. לא מן הבלויים דכתיב את כל האדם אשר לקורח, מינים ולא קורח. ולא מן השרופים דכתיב בכל אשת 50 ו-200 איש, but that's not קורח. במתנית הטענה לקונטרארי, קורח מן השרופים ומן הבלויים. מן הבלויים דכתיב לה אותם ואת קורח. ואת השרופים, ושיצא מיתש מתוכת חמישים מתיים איש, וקורח, was the word before, בעדיי. אמר רבא, מי דכתיב שמש ירח עמד זבולה, לאור חיצך יעליכו? מלמד שאלו שמש וירח לזבולה, אמרו לפניו ריבונו של עולם, אם אתה עושה דין לבן אמרם נצא, ואם לאו לא נצא, עד שזרק בהם חיצים, אמר לו, בכבודי לא מחיתם, בכבוד בשר ודם מחיתם, והנה לא נפקי אדמך לו. דורש רבא מי דכתיב, ואם בריאה יברא השם, ופצתה האדמה את פיה, אמר משה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, אם בריאה גיהינם מוטב, אם לאו יברא השם. What do you mean יברא השם? הם אלו מברי ממש. אין כל חדש תחת השמש, אלא לקרובי פיתך. ובני קורח לא מתו אותנו בשום רבינו, אמרו בשום מקום נתבצר להם בגיהינם, וישבו לב אמרו שירה. אמר רבא ברבך הנזים נחד אף גזם באורך, אמר לי, הוא תאיה, טוב, אחר לך בלו את הקורח, עזב חוסר. תראי ביזי, דאבי כנף כי קיטרה מנהיו, שוק הגבוה ודה אמרה אמשיה, מה יבוט ובריש רומחי, ואחלה ואתה מייחריך. אומר לי, now listen, עצית מה שמעת, ושמע את דאבי כאמרי אחי, משה ותורתו אמת ואין בדעין. אומר לי, יפ, כל תלת איום המעד אלו גיהנם כבוס בתור חלחת, ואמרי אחי, משה ותורתו אמת ואין בדעין. דור המדבר אין להם חלק לא נבא בתון רבן הדור המדבר אין להם חלק לא נבא בשביל רבי מדבר הזה איתם ושם ימות איתם עולם הזה ושם ימות עולם הבא ואומר אשר נשבעתי ביפים יבון המנוחתי דברי עקיבר בלי עזר אומר לא בעיני אין לעולם הבא שמאספו לחסידי קורתי בריתי עלי זווח אלא מה אני מקיים שנשבעתי ביפי דווקא באפי נשבעתי בחזרה נבי רבי ישוב בן קורח אומר לא נאמר פוסק זה לכנגד דורות הבאים So that is fully chassid, that refers to tzaddikim shabachol dorvador, korte briti refers to tzachanani b'shav azariah, who are mosrats, malatoch kivshanayish. Alei zavach is a reference like Rabbi Akiva v'chavirab, shabazrats mam lezvicha, l'shchita, al divrei Torah. Rabbi Shimon ben Asim, ba'in ein olam haba, shem ufduye Hashem yashuvun, uvo tzion berina, אמר רבא רבא חנם רבי יוחנס, בהביא רבי עקיבא, שפקר רבי עקיבא, חצדות את זה. שנאמר, הלוך וקראת בוזני ירושלים למור, זכרת לך חסד נעורייך, אהבת כלולותייך, לך תך אחרי במדבר, בארץ לא זרועה. So I ask you, מה אחרים באים בזכותם, יתלג מהם עצמם לא כל שכן. עשרת השבטי בינן עתידין לחזור, שמה ואשלכם לארץ אחרת כיום הזה, מה היום הולך ואין חוזר אף אין בוחים ואין חוזרים דבר רבי עקיבא רבי אליעזר אומר כיום הזה, מה היום מה אפיל ונדן מאיר, אף עשרת השבטים שאפילה להם, ככה תדע להעיר להם. תנו רבנו עשרת השבטים ואין בחילוק לא נאמר בשם היד שם השם על המתם באף אחמה בקצו כדבר את שם השם על המתם על המסע, וישכם על ארץ אחרת עולם הבא דבר רבי עקיבא. רבי שמעון בן יהודה איש כפר עכו אומר משום רבי שמעון, אם מעשיהם כיום הזה אינם חוזרים, אם לאו חוזרים, רבי אומר הבאים אל העולם הבא, שמה ביום הוא יתקע בשוב הגדול, ובו עובדים בארץ אשור. אומר רבי ברוך הוא אומר רבי יוחנן שפקה רבי עקיבא לחסידי הגן, שמלוך וקראת את הדבר מאל הצפונה, ואמרת שובה משובה ישראל נום השם, לא אפיל בניי בכם, כי חסיד אני נום השם, לא אתור לעולם. What do we refer to when we talk about chassidutei as if it's a given that Rabbi Akiva was dorish betovatam? The Tanya, Ketanya v'nei Rishay Yisrael ein b'im l'olam ha'shneimar ki nei ayom ba'bo erkanam ha'kol seidim v'chol oseh rish'ah kash v'leyet otam ayom ha'ba amar shem tzvakot asher lo yazov lam shoresh v'anav. So yizhi shoresh b'olam hazah, anav v'olam ha'ba. Dibrem gamlin, Rabbi Akiva omer, and this is his chassidut, ba'in ein l'olam ha'ba shem shomer p'taim ha'shem shken korim b'karche ha'yam li'enuka פתיה, ואומר גודו אילנה וחבלוי, ברמיקר שרשוי בערה שווקו, ולמני מקיים לא יעזור להם שרש ונת, שלא יניח להם לא מצווה ולא שיעורי מצווה, in which their שכר is not שלום בעולם הזה. דבר אחר, שורש refers to נשמה, ענף refers to גוף. When it comes to קטני בני רישי עובדי כוכבים, everybody agrees אין בהם לעולם הבא, and that נפקה להם לתובד כל זכר למה. איתמה, זכר למה זה, איתמה. קטן מהם אתה בא לעולם הבא, רבי חייב רבי שיבא ברבי, ארגיו. אחד אומר משעה שנולד, ואחד אומר משעה שסיפר. מה אני אומר משעה שנולד, שנאמר, יבוא ויגידו צדקתו לעם נולד כי עשה. מה אני אומר משעה שסיפר, דכתיב, זרע יעבדנו, יסבר לשם לדור. איתמר רבינו אמר משעה שנזרע, דכתיב, זרע יעבדנו, ונחבר יצחם משעה שנימול. דכתיב, אני וגורע מנוע, נסעתי עמך אפונה. תנא משום רבי מאיר, משעה שיאמר אמן, שנאמר פתחו שערים, V'yavoi goy tzadik shomer amunim. I'll take a shomer amunim. Elo shomer amen. My amen. Omer Rebbe Chanina el melech neeman.